You're tuning in because you want to know what's what with Microsoft Teams devices, the crucial updates distilled down so you can get back to your day.
Yeah, forget sifting through endless technical documents. We've done that bit for you.
Exactly. Our mission today, to dive deep into the latest announcements, the version changes, and really spotlight the important stuff happening with your Teams rooms and devices.
All the essentials.
Let's get started, shall we? First up, Microsoft Teams rooms on Windows. MTRW.
Right. So for those using Teams Rooms on Windows, there's a recent app update, version 5.3.1.1.0. That landed this May.
Okay. And what's new there?
It brings a couple of significant enhancements, really focused on making meetings more inclusive.
Like transcription.
Exactly. Live transcription is now available, and along with that, the ability to have translated captions.
That's huge. Think about how much more accessible meetings become, you know, when language barriers are lowered in real time.
Definitely. A big step.
And actually, many of you might have already seen the updated gallery view in your meetings that's been rolling out.
Yeah, that changes how you see participants, gives you more flexibility.
Now, peering into the future, we always like to look ahead. Our radar on the MTRW roadmap has picked up a slight adjustment.
Mm-hmm. The PTZ camera control.
That's the one. For mechanical cameras, allowing remote pan, tilt, zoom, it's now slated for August. A bit of a shift.
Okay, good to know. But a lot has already landed, right?
Oh, yeah. Here's where it gets really interesting. A whole raft of useful features have already arrived.
Like the Pro Portal changes?
Yes. Mm. The Pro Portal, now supporting standard and basic licenses, that was May, should simplify management for a lot of organizations.
Definitely broadens the scope.
Plus, the ability to join town halls as a regular attendee and even add CVI coordinates to town hall and webinar invites, both of those also hit in May.
So it feels like a steady stream of improvements, really making these systems more versatile.
It really does.
And to build on that, let's not forget some other recent additions, things that are now just part of the MTRW experience. Well, the core live transcription and its translation features, they rolled out gradually between February and April.
Right, alongside the gallery view update.
Exactly. And looking back just a bit further, say September to January, users gained the ability to start and stop meeting recordings directly from the console in M365.
Andy.
Yeah. And that same period also saw the introduction of support for multiple camera feeds up to 4 simultaneous streams.
4 streams, wow.
And even before that, town hall presenter support became available. That was roughly August to February.
Okay, so while it might seem like lots of individual updates, they really do add up. They point towards a richer, more capable meeting room.
That's the picture, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, a really critical piece of information, a heads up for anyone overseeing these systems.
The Windows 10 deadline.
Precisely. Microsoft's end-of-life date for Windows 10 is October 14th, 2025. And this has a direct impact on a specific set of older Teams Rooms devices.
Right. We should probably list those out.
Good idea.
Yeah.
We're talking about models like the Lenovo Hub 500, specifically the i5-7500T version.
Okay.
The HP Slice G2, again, the i5-7500T. Mm-hmm. The original HP Elite Slice, also i5-7500T.
Yeah.
The Yealink NUC with the i5-7300U processor.
Got it.
The Crestron Skull Canyon, that's the i7-6770HQ. And certain Lenovo tiny PCs.
So quite a specific list.
It is. So what's the bottom line for people with this hardware?
The bottom line is that after October 14th, 2025, these particular devices, they won't get any more support or updates for the Teams Rooms apps running on Windows 10.
No more updates. That's significant.
It really is. This is a really important deadline to keep in mind for, you know, budget planning, hardware refresh cycles.
So organizations using these need to plan their upgrade path to ensure, well, continued functionality and security.
Absolutely. Gotta start thinking about that now, really.
Okay, let's switch gears. Let's talk about Microsoft Teams Rooms on Android, MTRA.
MTRA, right. As of May 2025, the current app version is build 14491.0.96.2051.26202. Bit of a mouthful.
Yeah. What's happening on the Android side?
Some interesting developments. There's a preview of a feature called Facilitator Agent Note-Taking.
Tell me more.
Sounds like it could be useful for capturing key points, maybe during offline or more informal discussions, like brainstorming sessions.
Interesting. And what else?
What's particularly noteworthy, I think, is the introduction of a new centrally managed policy by Microsoft.
Okay. For security.
Exactly. Designed to enhance security, protect against what they call device code flow authentication threats.
So an extra layer of digital protection for meeting spaces.
Think of it that way, yeah. And in a related move, the auto accept for meeting invites from external organizations, those external tenant nudges, that's been disabled.
Ah, so more control over who joins meetings uninvited.
Precisely. Gives organizations more control.
Definitely good to see that focus on security. We're also seeing wider availability of local PTZ controls on Android devices now.
We are. So for rooms with compatible cameras, users in the room can now directly adjust the pan, tilt, zoom.
Without needing only the remote controls in the meeting interface.
Right. More direct control. And the rollout of speaker recognition and attribution on Android, that's now underway.
Ah, that's a feature many have been waiting for. It can really enhance the value of transcripts, can't it?
Exactly. I mean, if we consider the bigger picture, making meetings smarter, more productive, speaker recognition is crucial.
Identifying who said what.
Right. Makes transcripts much more searchable. Automated summaries can give clearer insights. It's quite powerful.
Yeah, definitely.
We're also seeing ongoing efforts just to improve the fundamental meeting experience on Android. Things like enhancements to proximity join, how quickly and reliably devices join using that.
Okay. Performance improvements.
Yeah. And just general improvements to call join times as well. Smoother starts to meetings.
Good stuff. Now, for those listening who want to delve deeper into some of these MTRA features, we've got some resources, right?
We do. There's a YouTube video looking closely at that facilitator note-taking capability. Another video gives a pretty comprehensive overview of the entire May update for MTRA.
Good overview.
And a third one is specifically dedicated to speaker recognition and attribution.
Excellent. Definitely worth a watch if any of those areas pique your interest.
For sure. And for the more technically inclined or those managing the infrastructure, the AOSP migration guide. That's a valuable resource.
AOSP Android Open Source Project. This migration is a pretty fundamental shift for Teams Rooms on Android, isn't it?
It really is. It should allow for more flexibility, potentially faster updates down the line. It's a big architectural change.
And there are video overviews of this migration from experts.
Yeah, people like Higgsy and Matt Slomka, Graham Walsh, they've put out videos providing different perspectives on this significant change. Worth checking out their takes.
Right. And it seems like the rollout of this new Android software is, well, it's progressing.
Yeah, many OEMs, the hardware makers, are already pushing out updates.
With the rest expected through May and June.
That's the plan. And automatic updates for these devices actually began on May 15th, 2025. There was an updated blog post about that.
Okay. And there were also some important changes related to device code flow.
Yes. Detailed in a helpful community blog from Jeff Bart. Worth a read if that impacts you.
Good pointer.
And this brings up an important point about how these updates are actually managed for Teams Android devices in 2025. There's a clear process.
Okay, what's the timeline?
Well, we're heading into a validation phase, June 15th to 30th.
Right.
That's followed by a broader general rollout from July 1st to 30th.
Okay.
And then a final phase, July 30th to August 14th.
So the aim is to get all compatible Android devices updated by mid-August.
That's the goal. And importantly, there's now updated information available listing specific devices that will not support this AOSP migration.
Ah, crucial to check that list then.
Absolutely. Make sure your hardware is compatible.
Okay, let's move on quickly to Teams panels. What's new there?
The latest app version is from April. Build 14491.97.20250.31901.
And the key news?
Seems to be focused on AOSP resiliency fixes, basically under-the-hood improvements, making the panels more stable, more reliable.
Okay, stability fixes. Anything user-facing.
Yes. A feature that rolled out between March and April is the display of occupancy status directly on the Teams panels.
Oh, nice. You can quickly see if a room's free or busy before you even open the door.
Exactly. Really convenient.
Now, turning our attention to Teams displays. What's the latest app version there?
That's 14491.0.95.20240628.04. The main focus recently seems to have been on bug fixes, you know, just ensuring a smoother experience.
Standard maintenance. But there's bigger news for displays, isn't there?
There is. A significant announcement regarding Teams displays that users really need to be aware of.
Which is?
End of support for the specific Teams display app. That's scheduled for September 3rd, 2025.
Okay, end of support for the app. But what about the device itself?
Well, Microsoft's goal is to maintain compatibility with the latest Core Teams application version, as provided to manufacturers, for 2 years from that date.
Ah, so effectively extending support.
Yeah.
In a way, until September 2027.
That's the idea. It provides a clearer timeline for planning any necessary transitions or upgrades for these devices.
Okay, that's a really important clarification. End of the specific app support in 2025, but core Teams app compatibility aimed for until 2027.
Precisely.
Right. Let's dive into what's new in the Pro Portal. We touched on some of this earlier.
Yeah, a couple of notable updates. As you mentioned with MTRW, the Pro Portal now features a new job history, better tracking of admin tasks.
And the support for basic and standard licenses for MTRW integrated too. That all went live in May. Yep. There's a blog post, right?
Yep, blog post has the details. What's also quite significant, I think, within the Pro Portal is the introduction of MTRA health signal.
Health signals.
Specifically highlighting instances of poor call quality on Android devices.
Oh, that's useful. Proactive alerting for IT teams.
Incredibly valuable. Identify and address network or device issues before they really impact users.
Makes sense. And GCCH support.
That's arriving in May as a public preview. Targeted towards government cloud customers, high security compliance needs.
Got it. And for those who like to connect directly, office hours.
Yes, the Pro Portal team hosts weekly office hours. Every Wednesday, 5 p.m. UK, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
And you find the join details. Where?
Just click the question mark icon within the Pro Portal itself. Great opportunity to ask questions, get direct insights.
Nice. Okay, what about features recently rolled out or rolling out now?
We saw ad hoc individual desk booking become available back in April.
Okay.
The automatic updating of your workplace presence based on Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. That's currently in public preview since April. General availability expected in June.
Oh, that's handy for hybrid work.
Really convenient. Also, the auto detection of room audio in BYOD rooms. Bring your own device rooms. That's been expanded.
How so?
It now includes audio devices that also have video capabilities. That's been rolling out April, May.
Okay, broader BYD support. What's on the roadmap for the Pro Portal?
Looking ahead, anticipate expanded and improved peripheral auto association support, specifically for BYOD spaces. That's May, June.
Making connecting your own gear smoother.
Should be, yeah. Speaker attribution is also slated to be on by default in BYOD rooms with enhanced admin controls coming in June.
On by default, okay.
And finally, call quality reports specifically for BYOD rooms within the Pro Management Portal, expected between May and June.
Right, so a clear focus on enhancing that BYOD flexible meeting space experience.
It seems so, which naturally leads us to the latest in BYOD and desk booking news itself. The roadmap here is quite dynamic.
Okay, what's coming?
Well, the room recommender feature for iOS is now expected April-June, but we're expecting a whole host of other features to land in June.
Like what? Give us the highlights.
Okay, the at nearby feature for easier discovery, the launch of the Places Management Portal, the Places Graph API for developers.
Lots of Places stuff.
Yeah, AI-powered onboarding to the Places Director, a dedicated Places admin role, booking desks directly from Maps.
Booking from Maps, nice.
Enhanced desk booking generally, options to configure auto release for unused desks, desk mode configurations, and even finding and booking desks near colleagues easily.
Wow. Okay. It really does seem like Microsoft Places is evolving into a comprehensive platform for managing the modern workspace.
It certainly looks that way. A lot coming in June.
And for anyone looking to get started with Places, understand it better.
There's the Microsoft Places Deployment Playbook. The link is aka.msplacesdeployment.
Easy to remember. Definitely a valuable resource if you're strategizing around optimizing physical workspaces.
For sure. And building on the Places ecosystem, there's an interesting community tool, the Microsoft Places Viewer, built by an MVP.
Oh, what's that do?
If you're keen to explore Places data visually, the download link is worth checking out. Gives you another way to look at the data.
Interesting community effort. And new map partners, too.
Yes, seeing new map partners added to the Places platform. Archaeologic, JLL Technologies, OSIS, Mapaden, and Pointer.
So that network is growing. Likely means more integrated, richer map experiences within Places down the road.
That would be the expectation, yeah.
Okay, shifting focus again. Hardware. Any new devices announced?
A few things. For reliable audio, there's the Logitech H570E, but a specific Team-certified version, stereo USB-C headset.
Okay.
Also joining the lineup is the Polyvoyager Legend 50UC.
Classic name.
And for those who prefer wireless earbuds, the EPOS Adaptee E1 True Wireless Earbuds in Scandinavian Black.
Sounds sleek. So some fresh options for personal comms and collaboration.
Yep. Few new choices on the market.
Lastly, community engagement. Events coming up.
Yeah, for those who value staying connected with peers. empowering. Cloud Community and the Microsoft Teams Users Group in the USA have sessions planned.
When are those?
Next sessions are June 16th, 2025. That covers EMEA and North America. And June 18th, 2025 for the APAC region.
Great opportunities to learn from experts, connect with other users.
Definitely.
And if you want to keep the discussion going 24/7,
there's the dedicated Discord server. All things Microsoft Teams devices.
Right. We've got the invite links. Fantastic resource for quick answers, sharing insights, staying up to date.
Always active in there.
So, as we bring this deep dive to a close,
yeah,
you should now have a much clearer picture, mm-hmm, hopefully, of the recent updates and what's on the horizon for Teams devices.
Yeah, we've covered a broad spectrum. MTRW, MTRA, panels, displays, pro portal enhancements, the evolution of Microsoft Places.
Exactly. Now take a moment, maybe, to consider which of these updates will have the most significant impact on your day-to-day work, or maybe on your organization's collaboration strategy.
Are you already thinking about that Windows 10 end of life?
Or are the new management features in the pro portal going to be a game changer for how you manage things?
We really encourage you to explore the links and resources we mention. If any area needs a deeper dive, the info is out there.
Yeah, tons of information available from Microsoft in the community.
It's undeniable, isn't it? The world of collaboration tech is constantly moving. Staying informed is absolutely key to using these tools effectively.
Couldn't agree more. So, as you digest all of this, here's maybe a final thought to ponder.
Okay.
How will you strategically incorporate these new capabilities into your meeting spaces, into your workflows, to drive better collaboration? And maybe what unforeseen challenges might pop up as you navigate these ongoing advancements?